News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, an Irish man is among three people killed following a helicopter crash in the Swiss Alps. And Vincent McAvinney, broadcaster and journalist, joins us. Good morning to you, Vincent. What do we know about what has happened here?
Good morning. Well, this was a heli ski trip that went wrong. It was in the Swiss mountain resort of Verbier. It was at the summit of a peak called Petit Compin. And there were six people on board, four skiers, one guide, and then the helicopter pilot. Now, having reached the summit of the mountain, which is about 3,668 meters above sea level, for reasons the investigation is yet to determine, the aircraft seems to have crashed and then slid down the northern slope in what then became an avalanche. Now, three of those on board perished in this, but three of them managed to survive, with one of the passengers, Edward Courage, who is part of the Courage Brewing family. He's based in Verbier. He's in his 70s. He pushed two brothers, British brothers, Teddy Hitchens and Guy Hitchens, out of the doomed aircraft. They all slid substantial ways in that avalanche, but they did manage to survive this crash.
It would appear that Mr. Courage was a sort of nominative determinism, that he appears to have saved two lives and managed to cling onto a ledge himself for some 5 hours. He appears to have been quite heroic in this crash.
He does, yes. He seems to have plunged after he got out the helicopter, saving the two boys some sort of 500 metres down a near vertical slope. He was swept away by the avalanche into a crevasse. And as you say, he was found 5 hours later, thanks to a transceiver, and he was winched to safety. He suffered broken bones and is receiving treatment in hospital. But quite an extraordinary tale of survival and courage from someone in their 70s.
Yes, indeed. Obviously, three lives tragically lost in this as well, Vincent, including one Irish man. Do we know anything about the other three?
Well, the others, as I mentioned, were the pilot. He was a local father of two, Jerome Lovey. He died in the crash, along with the guide, Adam George, who was originally from New Hampshire in the United States, along with the Irishman that came, we understand, from County Dublin area, believed to be in his 30s. But as it stands now, there hasn't been a name released of that person.
Okay. I do believe that there were some witnesses to the avalanche occurring and to this crash unfolding that said this was an absolute horrific incident that turned something that was supposed to be a very pleasant sort of holiday-esque sort of type of activity into an absolute nightmare for everyone involved.
Yeah, a skier who arrived at the summit shortly after the incident says they saw the avalanche, that it was horrific. They saw the helicopter caught up. They couldn't, it sort of buried and was consumed by the avalanche, and that they were heard about the crash over radios and were advised to get off the mountain. Heliskiing is becoming increasingly popular, particularly in Europe. I was skiing in the French Alps 2 weeks ago and was kind of taken back by the number of helicopters that are now operating, particularly for wealthy skiers that come from other parts of the world, America, who are sort of more used to heli skiing. It's become a bit of a boom industry in the Alps now.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.